www.pspf.org.zm. Click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, rejects UPPZ President Charles Sanders' nomination on grounds of bankruptcy. Government recognizes Stanbic Musical Festival as key contributor to creative economy. Belgian diplomat linked to Lumumba case dies before landmark trial. Zambia to participate in First World Yoga Sana Sports Championship.
And now, the Power FM News.
Our friend and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, yesterday rejected the presidential nomination of Charles Chanda, leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party. The rejection stems from two key issues, an undischarged bankruptcy case against Mr. Chanda and the party's failure to provide a secretary general. ECZ Chairperson Wangala Zalumis announced the decision when Mr. Chanda presented his nomination papers during the ongoing nomination process at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka. Ms. Zalumis explained that the nomination did not meet the legal requirements set out in Article 100 of the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Act No. 2 of 2016, as well as Regulations 11 and 18 of the Electoral Process General Regulations. The Commission also relied on a court judgment involving Nathan Sinkala and 109 others versus Mr. Chanda under case number 2022/HP/092. Further, Ms. Salumi cited Section 2, read together with Section 30 of the Election Process Amendment Act No. 12 of 2016, which requires an adoption certificate to be signed by both the President and Secretary General of a political party recognized under the Societies Act Chapter 119 of the Laws of Zambia. As a result, Mr. Chanda's nomination was considered invalid and rejected by the Commission. The Zambia Federation of Associations of the Women is emphasizing the need for stronger networking among women to enhance business growth and career development. Federation President Maureen Sumbwe has highlighted the gender disparities, observing with concern that women generally have fewer opportunities to network compared to men. She adds that men often build connections in informal settings such as watching football, playing golf, or social gatherings. Speaking on Power FM News, Ms. Sumbwe noted that many women spend much of their free time at home caring for their families, which she said limits their chances to collaborate and form business links. To address this, the Federation is developing structured networking platforms aimed at fostering partnerships and shared skills among women.
through creating these platforms for networking, women will start to realize that they can only be as strong as the networks that they belong to, but also that there are areas where they can collaborate, that the weakness that I have could be covered by a strength that you have if we start to work together. Areas of collaboration among women, we are looking at establishing product value chains, where if I'm doing a certain product, I can look downstream and see who can feed into my business. The networking is a structured kind of networking, where we want to show women that my weakness can be covered by Abby's strength, for example.
Government has underscored the important role the creative sector to play in contributing to national development. Officiating at the launch of the Stanbic Zambia Musical Festival 2026, Information and Media PS Tawo Kawana stated that the festival and other artistic initiatives remind the government of the need to invest more in the arts, not only as a source of entertainment, but as a key driver of economic growth, youth empowerment and national development. Mr. Kawana reiterated that by celebrating Zambia's creative industry, the Stanbic Musical Festival continues to play a vital role in nurturing and amplifying Zambia's creative economy. He further highlighted the initiative's role in providing artists with an opportunity to showcase their talents while fostering cooperation and cultural exchange.
The platform has grown into something truly remarkable, ladies and gentlemen, and impactful, bringing global icons to Zambia, was providing an opportunity for our local artists to interact and collaborate with our guest artists. The festival has been supporting tourism. I was with one of the hoteliers earlier who was telling me that the more of these we have, the more they actually have occupancy. So we're supporting tourism. It supports job creation, ladies and gentlemen, and it boosts local businesses and strengthens Zambia's place as a regional music hub. Most importantly, it continues to nurture and showcase Zambia's talent, and we are proud of what we've achieved so far.
And Stanbic Chief Executive Mwindwa Siakalima and Stanbic Musical Festival has evolved since its inception. He explained that the festival has been crucial in providing a platform to artists and reflects the bank's belief in Zambia's potential. And he added that the festival has also been promoting tourism, cultural heritage and creating job opportunities. In international news, Etienne Davion, the last surviving Belgian official facing persecution over 1961 assassination of Patrice Lumumba, has died at the age of 93, bringing an end to the criminal case that was seen as a historic reckoning with Belgium's colonial past. Davion, a towering figure in Belgian European politics, died on Monday while appealing a March court decision ordering him to stand trial for alleged war crimes. Prosecutors accused him of participating in Lumumba's unlawful detention and transfer and of helping deny him a fair trial. Davignon consistently denied any wrongdoing. Lumumba became the first prime minister of what is now the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, after independence from Belgium in 1960. Just months later, he was overthrown and assassinated in a killing that became one of the defining events of Africa's post-colonial history and a symbol of foreign interference on the continent. Davignon was the only remaining suspect in the case launched in 2011 by Lumumba's children against 10 Belgian officials. Still in international news, Kenya was brought to a standstill on Monday as protests erupted in Nairobi during a nationwide public transport strike over soaring fuel prices and the rising cost of living. Commuters were stranded across the capital as demonstrators burned tires on Monday roads, forcing many motorists to stay home. Several schools switched to online learning after safety concerns prompted education officials to advise parents and school administrators to assess conditions before sending children to class. Then rest follows a sharp increase in fuel prices announced on Friday. Diesel rose by 23.5%, while petrol increased by 8%, pushing prices to record highs. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news. still to come on Power FM.
Planet Family Soccer is your number one hit station.